glanced uneasily from side to side, startled by such exuberance. "A cynic at 21," he gasped at last. "If telling the truth and using a little common sense means that I am a cynic, then I am content to be one," came the reply, as Skye, with a flick of her riding whip, rode on ahead. Too late, Jimmy realized that he had offended his young cousin, but she was so exquisitely lovely with her tiny, tip-tilted nose in an oval face and fair hair that curled riotously over her small head, that the mere idea of her being created for anything but the delight of mankind seemed ridiculous. Yet Jimmy knew Skye well enough to be aware that she was not joking when she said that she hated his sex. So, curbing his laughter, he rode after her. He caught her up just as they reached the top of the rising ground, from which they had a breathtaking view of one of the great fertile valleys which made Mariposa one of the most beautiful countries that Jimmy had ever visited in his long life as a diplomat. Rugged rocks rising in the distance to the height of small mountains were rusty red in colour against the vivid blue of the sky, while below lay a lush semi-tropical vegetation with flowers starring the ground in vivid profusion and butterflies of every shape and colour hovering above them. It was awe-inspiring in its loveliness, and as he reached Skye's side, he heard her draw in a deep breath, and her voice was lilting with joy as she exclaimed, "Isn't it wonderful? Just how I knew it would be." She had evidently forgotten her indignation, and watching her parted lips and shining eyes, Jimmy wondered, as he had wondered so often before, why she always had the facility to surprise him, not once, but a dozen times every day they were together. "It's a magnificent country, isn't it, Jimmy?" she insisted, as he said nothing.
"Magnificent," he agreed dryly. "But so are its neighbours, Uruguay to our left, and South Brazil to our right. And, as I have told you before, there are far more savoury spots than this to go sightseeing in."
"You are an old woman. That's what is the matter with you," Skye retorted scornfully.
"Such a remark would undoubtedly incense me to madness if I was 25, Jimmy remarked philosophically, "but at 55 I can afford to ignore it. I grant you that Mariposa is very pretty, but having said that, let me ask you once again to come to Chile with me and look at the scenery there."
"Oh, be quiet, Jimmy. You know my answer. You have bored me enough already with your objections to my plans, and nothing you can say will make me change my mind. I have been wanting to come to Mariposa for years, and now I am here, not even an army of croaking cousins would stop me exploring the country."
"My dear child, you simply don't know what trouble you may be walking into," Jimmy protested. "Besides, there is nothing to see that you have not seen already."
"But I haven't seen anything," Skye cried. "You don't think I am going to be satisfied with just looking at American cars rushing up and down the streets of Jaicara, do you?"
"But in heaven's name, what else is there to see?" Jimmy inquired. "Jaicara is the only decent town in the country, if you can call it a town, and the rest of Mariposa is very much what you see here, flowers, butterflies, and rocks."
"I don't know what Grandmama would have said to you," Skye smiled. "She used to tell me stories about Mariposa, and they were the most thrilling, exciting tales I have ever heard."
"Things have changed since your grandmother was here," Jimmy answered.
"But for the better," Skye flashed at him. "After all, she and my grandfather were frightened of being killed by Indians. A poison arrow in the back was what they expected in those days."
"The result isn't much different from a gun bullet in the front."
"How you do go on. Just because there was a revolution here a year ago."
"There is always a revolution of some sort taking place in Mariposa," Jimmy explained patiently. "That is why the country is so backward, and from what I hear, its present dictator has a very precarious hold on public opinion."
"So the shooting is due to start at any moment?" Skye mocked. "But why shoot me? I am bringing money into the country. You saw what a reception we had when we brought the yacht into the harbour. Nice fat American dollars, Jimmy. Nobody's going to be so foolish as to bump off the goose that lays the golden eggs."
"If I could stay here with you, I should feel differently about it," Jimmy said. "But you know I have to leave for Valparaiso tomorrow."
"I know, and although I shall be sorry to lose you, I am really rather looking forward to seeing the country on my own. Does that sound very selfish and ungrateful?" Skye looked at him from under her long eyelashes to see if he was annoyed, and then she laughed and held out her left hand in its leather riding.